640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Piper, we are learning of at least 5 deaths following dangerous tornadoes ripping through Iowa this week. About 3 dozen other people were hurt. CBS's Roxana Saberi from hard-hit Greenfield, Iowa.
That's a fridge from somebody's house. My fridge is over there.
It's a big tornado.
At least 18 tornadoes were reported across the state. The storms are part of an unrelentless season of severe weather. More than 850 tornadoes have been reported across the U.S. already this year, far above average.
It's the second case of bird flu in the U.S. The latest in Michigan is WWJ's Luke Sloan reports.
The state health department says the worker caught bird flu from being around likely a cow, experiencing only mild symptoms before fully recovering. Dr. Nirav Shah is principal deputy director at the CDC. He says the risk to the public remains low, but the bird flu has been circulating on dairy and poultry farms nationwide.
Our message today is clear. The team that you have assembled between CDC, USDA, FDA, NIH, and ASPR are on the case.
The only other U.S. case of a human getting the bird flu this year was in Texas. Luke Sloan for CBS News Detroit.
To Chester, Pennsylvania, outside Philly, where a workplace shooting has claimed the lives of 2 people. It happened at a linen store, as CBS News Philadelphia's Joe Holden reports.
A total of 5 people were shot.
I think the individual just came to work, and as soon as he started seeing people he wanted to kill, he started shooting at them.
2 of them pronounced dead at the 4th Street business that's been in existence here for more than 30 years. Investigators said the exact reasons why this happened weren't clear yet.
New data from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows many nursing facilities do not meet new federal staffing rules. CBS's Dr. Celine Gounder says nursing homes have long faced worker shortages.
Most of the staff working in nursing facilities are women of color. They generally face low pay and poor working conditions.
Nashville council members have rejected a plan to erect a glowing sign at Morgan Wallen's new bar along a neon lit strip of honky tonks in the city's downtown. It came after members decried Wallen's use of a racial slur publicized in 2021 and the recent criminal charges he faces. The bar is set to open this weekend. It's an historic move drawing condemnation from Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain, recognizing a Palestinian state. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
What we will do is work to ensure the enduring defeat of Hamas and a day after in Gaza that involves governance and security not provided by Hamas, but by an alternative that ultimately gets us on a credible pathway to that two-state solution that President Biden is talking
about. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1 line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad and just really wanted to stay inside it, but again, swing on it, and fortunately it got to the wall. William was able to score, and you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy:
this guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, expecting clear skies here in the overnight with mid-50s by daybreak and a southwest breeze. Sunshine mid-70s on Thursday, south winds developing. Thursday night, mostly clear skies. By Friday, some afternoon showers and storms. It's 57 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. And, well, finally, it's our first guest of the week. Michael Tomasky's on the line with us. He's the editor of The New Republic, newrepublic.com or TNR.com. M. Tomasky, T-O-M-A-S-K-Y on Twitter or at New Republic. And, Michael, welcome. First of all, welcome back to the program. But you have published this current issue of the New Republic is just mind-boggling, and you're really taking on the kind of conventional wisdom of the American mainstream media, saying, "Oh, we don't like to use the word fascism. We'll always put it in quotes, or we'll only quote people say, you know, things like that." You're just going right at it. Tell us what provoked you to publish a fascism special, essentially, edition of the magazine. Or it's not a special edition, but to devote this edition to it.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Tom. And yeah, I mean, there's not much question in my mind. I don't think there's much question in the minds of millions of Americans. You know, we started to smell the odor of the F word. Back in 2015, when he started talking about Muslim bans and so on and so forth. I mean, it's been, that odor has been around for years. But, you know, fast forward to using language about the vermin destroying our country from within. I mean, that's straight out of the Bolkestein Bio-Doctor, as you well know. So I don't think it's even that controversial to call Trump a fascist anymore. And our Hitler... Our cover, what a Freudian slip that was. Our cover takes a well-known 1932 Hitler campaign poster and kind of transposes Trump's face over it. You know, I expected to be attacked for that, and it just hasn't even been that controversial. Maybe I shouldn't open my mouth. Maybe it will be. But anyway, the cover is just a cover. On to the articles.
I wanted to get into these, and let's just go through them, because there is some brilliant writing here and a variety of perspectives that I think are important. Let's start out with a member of the Fourth Estate who learned firsthand what a Trump lash feels like. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's Brian Stelter of CNN, ex of CNN. He hosted a show on the media on CNN for a number of years, and at some point during the Trump years, CNN took him off the air. It wasn't obviously stated directly that it was because he was too aggressive toward the Trump administration or anything like that. But, you know, that seemed to be the reason Trump hated CNN. And, you know, he seemed not to like that show in particular. So Brian wrote a piece for us. All of these pieces carry us forward a year or two in time. Assume that Trump is back in the White House and say, what might happen in this or that realm of public life. So there are eight pieces. I might not remember them all, but it's politics and government, the law, education, the media, the military, culture, and so on and so on. So Brian wrote the piece on the media, and that's, I think, a very chilling and gripping piece. I mean, he starts right in. Imagine that it's, you know, a few days after Trump has been sworn in, and this happens and that happens and that happens. I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts here, but he lays out a very dark but entirely plausible scenario.
Yeah, I would encourage you, by the way, to do spoiler alerts. What I've found over the years is that when you give people, when you give away the story, it causes more people to actually want to read it so that they can get all the detail and share it with friends and things.
So, yeah, well, okay. So one detail from Brian's piece, for example, is that, you know, at some point, the Trump White House could just decide to kick most of the press out of the White House. So there is no more White House press corps except like Fox and One America News and a handful of other friendly places.
As Orban did early in his presidency.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would be against tradition, but it wouldn't be against any law. They can do it if they want to do it. You know, that the press room was a swimming pool when Harry Truman was in office. Maybe Trump will make it a swimming pool again.
Yeah, there you go. So then you'll go on to a leading expert on civil-military relations.
That's Rosa Brooks. She's a really smart expert on these areas. And her message is pretty grim, too. There is this, she writes, liberal fantasy that if Trump goes too far and becomes too dictatorial, that the military will step in 7 days in May style and arrest that, maybe literally arrest him, and bring us back to democracy. And she goes through all the ways in which that's just not very likely, that a president actually has a lot of power. And this is repeated throughout this package in a couple of the essays, Tom, and I think it's a very important point for people to know. All presidents, every president we've had under laws like the Insurrection Act, which passed in the early 1800s, every president we've had has had vast emergency powers. They just haven't used them because they're anti-democratic and they're not appropriate. And they're outside the traditions and norms of American democratic small d practice. So they're sitting there, though, for somebody who doesn't care about those norms to use. And that's part of what Rose's piece is about, and that the military couldn't do very much about that. And that's part of what the piece that is about the law goes into, too. It goes into some of the things Trump could do under the Insurrection.
Yeah, which is scary stuff. It's seriously scary stuff. I mean, people like you and me, might be in a whole world of hurt really quick. You tell us about the great Guatemalan American novelist.
Francisco Goldman has written a number of very celebrated novels, and he has spent part of his life in Mexico and part of his life in the United States. He lives in Mexico now, but he grew up in Boston, and so he knows very well the immigrant community in the United States. He's talked to immigrants in, like, in the Northeast and down along the border. And so his piece is called The Border, and it talks about the things that Trump might do in that area, not just the immediate deportations and the rounding up of undocumented migrants that he's promised, but just the different far-reaching ways in which you know, he can make life so difficult for so many millions of people. And I think Frank did a tremendous piece.
You published a piece by what you describe as one of our most incisive cultural critics.
Maureen Corrigan, she reviews books for National Public Radio. I think a lot of people probably know Maureen's work from there. And yeah, she wrote a book about what cultural life might be like under Trump. And it's interesting. You know, she says on the one hand, Trump doesn't really care enough about culture. In some ways to crack down, you know, he's not going to hire a Goebbels, you know, to make sure that theaters show only politically appropriate work. He's not going to do that. But she worries about a kind of calcification of the arts and a sort of a self-policing that might go into effect if things get dark enough. And that, I think that's really interesting too, because, it's not just that everything will be relentlessly dark and fascistic. Even in Germany in 1934, as long as you weren't Jewish or some other, category of disapproved person, you could live a more or less normal life. That will continue here. But even that, and there's a good piece on daily life by an Iranian-American professor at Columbia University. I asked him just to write on what daily life would like, because he lived in Iran and he was imprisoned in Iran. He lived under the Islamic regime. And he said, well, daily life can have the appearance of being normal, but there's always a cowed reality underneath.
Right. Yeah, I had somebody call in a couple of days ago and say, if Trump becomes president, how will that affect me? And my answer was, if you're not politically active, probably not a whole lot. And then a whole bunch of people called in and said, but he wants to end Social Security, he wants to privatize Medicare. I'm like, all that stuff. I mean, that will affect us. But, the bottom line is what you're saying. And I've lived and worked in countries run by repressive regimes. If you're not political, life kind of seems normal. With regard to the arts, and we're going to hit a break here in just a second, but with regard to the arts, if you think back to the anti-Vietnam time, the arts were at the vanguard of, the Smothers Brothers TV show, sure. And stuff like that. Right. At the vanguard of subtle protest. I'm not even sure you could call it subtle, but of expressing the society's horror about that war.
And the explosion of music in the late 1960s, particularly rock and roll music and all that. There could well be a flowering of some kind of anti-establishment, anti-Trump expression. And some of that happened in, while he was president the first time.
Yeah. Although the Smothers Brothers paid a price for that. They lost their show.
They sure did. I still watch those episodes sometimes.
There was brilliant programming. Those guys are geniuses, or were. Yeah. Michael Tomasky, The New Republic is the magazine. If you're not a subscriber, you should become one. They occasionally publish my stuff too, a shameless plug. NewRepublic.com is the website. Michael, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks a million, Tom. Appreciate it.
Always great having you on. We'll be back. It's 17 minutes past the hour. More of the news and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with your calls and this amazing story about Trump and his judge.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it at a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Oh, man, welcome back. So just a couple of amazing stories here, and then I'll be picking up your phone calls. Donald Trump once again attacked Judge Juan Merchan this morning. This time he said, take a look at where he comes from. Judge Merchan, of course, was born in Bogota, Colombia, and at the age of eight came to the United States. Age of six, moved to Queens, New York. He attended Baruch College, received his law degree from Hofstra University School of Law. But this is just like, remember Judge Curiel? Gonzalo Curiel, he was the judge in the Trump University fraud case. And Trump was out there going, he's a Mexican. Because Judge Curiel was also he was a Mexican immigrant into the United States, but he was also an immigrant. And, I mean, this is just Trump going off on his normal racist screed to attack
the judge in his case, who happens to be an immigrant, and for Trump's racist followers, they're all going, oh yeah, that must be it. Yep, them immigrants, they hate Trump. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is kicking into gear here. He's getting stuff done through changes in regulations through the various federal agencies. And there's a reason why he's doing this so quickly. Just in the last 3 weeks, the Biden administration has finalized dozens of new rules that span the gamut from America's social and environmental landscape, from enhancing the monitoring of drinking water to expanding health care protection to expanding health care protection of thousands of undocumented immigrants. Just a lot of stuff that is going on. Minimum staffing ratio for nursing homes, conserved 13 million acres in the Alaskan Arctic, designated forever chemicals as hazardous substances, invested in rooftop solar panels in low-income communities, banned most non-compete agreements, directed federal agencies to purchase sustainable products, closed the gun show loophole. This is just the beginning. And the reason why is because of this law that Newt Gingrich got passed back in 1996. It's called the Congressional Review Act, that allows Congress to undo any rules that a president makes. And Congress can do that only within a certain period of time. And the magic date right now is May 22nd. If Biden promulgates any rules after May 22nd and Republicans take Congress next year or seize control of the House and Senate in the election, then they can reverse those rules. But if he gets them done right now, they won't be able to reverse them under the Congressional Review Act. But so Biden has gotten a lot of stuff done. He's also passed the largest, now this is not relative to the Climate Review Act or the Congressional Review Act, but he passed the largest climate investment in U.S. history. He has created more than 270,000 new clean energy jobs. He's closing tax loopholes for big oil. He created the American Climate Corps. He's slashing soot pollution by 25%. Or has slashed. He's canceling drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. He has canceled. And he has directed 40% of benefits of certain federal investments to go to disadvantaged communities. So he's doing some really good stuff here, President Biden. And, I think it's just a marvelous thing. When Trump became president, he rolled back. He signed 16 CRA resolutions overturning Obama administration rules, 15 of them in his first year. He axed regulations ranging from an OSHA rule forcing businesses to maintain accurate records of workplace injuries to a Securities and Exchange rule to deter corruption among resource extraction companies, two Department of Interior rules to safeguard the environmental integrity of wildlife on public lands, and on. So Biden is insulating himself from that.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
A fine thing it is, because, yeah, it all has to be done by today, and apparently he's gotten a hell of a lot done. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. My experience with Superbeet's Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeet's is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeet's Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeet's Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeetsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeetsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeetsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
As much as you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. So your business was humming along, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And 1, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free. Just go to netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your very own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. And welcome back. So what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you feel today?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope you are too.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. Happy hump day to you.
Yeah, there
hey,
you go.
Yeah, I want to address your comments about the media and Trump. You know, the media in many ways, Tom, I feel may have failed us. They have failed us by the way that they cover Trump and give him that free press. I think one of the media's job is one of the protectors of our democracy. And I think that they should have been going down to Alito's house. They should have been going down to Clarence Thomas' house with the camera and the microphone and track them down and get comments from them about their actions. But their actions are being overlooked by the media, and that's doing us a disservice
yep.
by not covering reporting that stuff. See,
yep.
they are under no obligation to cover Trump fairly because we no longer have a fairness doctrine. We don't have an equal time rule. So what the media doing is reporting on their interests is what they're doing. They're not reporting on the public's interest. And those polls, I feel like those polls during campaign season, those polls should be outlawed because the polls is what caused the insurrection in the first place. Why do I say that? Because they had Donald Trump believing that he won, and when he lost, he didn't take it. They had us believing that there was going to be a red wave in the Congress, and that didn't happen either. So
yeah.
These polls, in a lot of ways, are detrimental, Tom.
I agree. They create what's called the bandwagon effect, which is where people, when people think a whole bunch of other people do something or like something, then they're more inclined to do that or like that. And so if the poll says that it's a dead heat and half of America is going to vote for Donald Trump, then a whole lot of people are going to go, oh, well, he can't be that bad. I guess I should vote for him.
Yeah, or either they end up like he did, feeling it was stolen from him because the polls have brainwashed him to believing that he was winning.
Yeah.
And, so something, I don't mind polls on other things. You know, if you want to do polls on medicine and all that stuff, fine. But when you talk about our politics, then if you got money, whether you're Vladimir Putin influencing money through the National Rifle Association, you can dictate our politics. And
yep.
those polls are one of the vehicles in which they use to dictate our politics to us. And I think we should fight against that. It should be an outcry against.
I agree. And like I said, I think the bandwagon effect is the area where the greatest damage is done by these polls. Basically normalizing Trump, convincing average people, who might not have, given it much thought. That, if everybody's voting for him, he can't be all that bad. It must not, you must be just a hysterical Hartman, and that kind of thing.
Well, that's true, Tom. Well, let me say this right quick. None of us remember because we weren't alive. But back during the CISA days, they asked the people, they asked the public, say, who will you have? Would you have Jesus or Barabbas? The people picked Barabbas. So does that mean that just because the majority of the people believe something that is correct? I don't think so.
Right. Yeah, good point, Andre. Andre, good point. Andre, thank you so much for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
Okay, Tom.
Good talking to you. John in Wautoma, Wisconsin. Am I saying that right, John?
It's Wautoma.
Uh-huh. So what's up?
I heard an interview, I believe it was on MSNBC, where they were talking to a judge in New York who said, Trump better be very careful on what he's saying about that judge because the jury doesn't sentence Donald Trump if he's convicted. The judge does.
Oh, really? Is that how it's done in New York law?
That's what I heard in an interview with a judge from New York, a retired judge.
Right.
Interesting. So if Trump wants to keep opening up his mouth about the judge, I'm certain if he's convicted, the judge is going to give him as close to the max as he can. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. On the one hand. On the other hand, Trump is convinced that he'll just appeal it, and then if he loses at the circuit court, he'll appeal it to the Supreme Court. And by the time the Supreme Court, by the time the Supreme Court gets around to doing something about it, he'll be dead. I mean, you know, they'll drag it out for years.
But couldn't he put him in prison while he's appealing?
That would be up to the appeals court, and I'm skeptical that anybody is going to send Donald Trump to prison for falsifying business records. Typically, you don't go to jail for that.
If it's a felony.
Well, it's a felony because he did it in order to influence an election. But the influence the election part is not being adjudicated. He's not charged with trying to influence an election. He's charged with falsifying business records to influence an election. So all they have to demonstrate is that that was his intent, not that that was the crime that he committed. So I would be astonished if he goes to jail for this thing. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's so arrogant about it. The three cases where he's actually facing a very serious and very real probability of jail time, or certainly a possibility, are the Tanya Chutkan case, you know, in her court in New York, the January 6th case. And that's the one that the Supreme Court is procrastinating for him on. The one down in Florida, the stolen national security documents, the Espionage Act case, and that's the one where Aileen Cannon is doing everything she can to postpone, the trial date, and now she's
now they found more documents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then the third one, of course, is the one down in Georgia with Fannie Willis, who, by the way, just got reelected. And so did Scott McAfee, the judge in that case. He just got reelected too. So, but
they just win They won primaries, right? Or did they get reelected?
I don't know. What I read was that they got reelected. It makes sense that the actual election would be in November. I'm sorry, I don't know, John. But I thought
I read that it was for the primaries.
Yeah, but in Fulton County, I think if you're a Democrat and you win the primary, you're the winner. And I'm not sure what jurisdiction Scott McAfee was running in, but apparently, you know, they elect Republican judges there.
Georgia's the one I'd love to see come right away, because he can't touch that if he's elected.
I agree. The problem is that now the state, you know, the legislature passed this law that gives them the ability to pull a prosecutor off a case, and they're holding hearings right now about whether to pull Fannie Willis off that case. And if they pull her off the case, she'll be replaced by some Republican appointee who will, you know, no doubt just drop the case, you know.
I thought the governor down there said that he was not going to pull her off that case if it came in front of him.
Right. He said, well, what he was doing, though, he was passing the buck. He was saying, sure, this doesn't come to me. It goes to this commission that the state legislature set up. So, I'm not holding my breath. I think that they're coming after Fannie Willis with guns blazing. And I would put the probabilities at more than 50% that case is going to die, because they're going to, you know, use that new law to take her down. We'll see.
Well, and we know the one in Florida is going to die too before the election. So
sure. Well, it already has. I mean, she's indefinitely postponed it. So, you know, Trump, he's got more lives than a cat. I mean, it's pretty incredible. John, I got to move along.
Unfortunately, they're not running out.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call, John. Good talking to you. Yep. Kevin in Long Beach, California. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, John. I mean, Tom. Hey, real quick before I ask my question. Is that Izzy's website, nbribes.com?
That's Ziggy's website.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, nbribes.com. Yeah, and that's where he sells bumper stickers and stuff, you know, the progressive slogans and things.
Yeah, I couldn't get it.
It's
exactly
his little home business.
Hey, real quick here. You know, the COVID killed over a million plus people.
Americans.
Americans, yes. And a lot of these people were people who did not take the vaccine that are definitely in the red category. So I'm believing there's going to be an effect in those states, for the plus.
You mean because those states have lost Republican voters?
Yeah.
There was an interesting map.
A lot of people.
Yeah, there was an interesting map that was published over on Daily Kos yesterday or the day before. I believe it was this week. In fact, I think it was Monday. That showed, you know, every state in the United States, and they were color-coded by the number of deaths from COVID in 2021 and 2022 and early 2023. In other words, the years since the vaccine became available. And right. Because the one thing we know right now is that most of the people who are dying from COVID, the vast majority of them, never got vaccinated. And that's why they're dying of COVID. And, you know, there's also people who are immune compromised or, you know, underdoing chemo and things like that. But this is the big one. And it was just amazing. In the heavily red states, you had death rates from COVID, you know, over the last 2 years that are, in some cases, almost 100% higher than in blue states. It was remarkable. And that's still going on. It is absolutely still going on. And, you know, I mean, I've known a couple of people in my neighborhood, one of my kids, my grandkids. You know, I've known a bunch of people who've gotten COVID. I, you know, knock wood, I haven't gotten it yet, but, you know, probably will one of these days soon. But in any case, it doesn't seem to be as horrible a disease as it was. But these are all people who've gotten 2, 3, 4, 5 vaccines. So, you know, they've developed pretty good immunity. Plus, it seems like the virus itself is weakening, you know, over time. So it doesn't kill its hosts, which is the normal course for viruses. It took 5 years for the Spanish flu to completely flush out of the world system. And I'm guessing 5 years for COVID. But it's fascinating stuff, Kevin. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I just think on the margins in some of these swing states, I think it might be a plus for us. I mean, it's a sad way to have to look at.
I mean, the flip side of that is that the swing states that are controlled by Republicans, they're purging millions and millions of voters and just aggressively. Yeah. I mean, the states that are most aggressive about that right now are Ohio, Georgia, and Florida. But it's going on all over the place. Kevin, I got to run. Right. Thanks for the call. Good talking to you. We'll be right back, 46 minutes past the hour.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Back with your calls in just a moment. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, the two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. At least 5 dead, dozens more injured in tornadoes that ripped through western Iowa just over 24 hours ago. Now the cleanup to the community. Terry Carey is a farmer in the area.
Family and friends and people are so kind that people that don't even know him.
A Michigan farm worker has been diagnosed with bird flu, marking the second human case associated with the current outbreak in U.S. dairy cows. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Michigan health officials say the worker had been in contact with dairy cows, which were presumed to be among the 19 herds in that state infected. Nationally, at least 51 herds in 9 states have tested positive for bird flu.
A linen store worker goes on a shooting spree, killing 2 co-workers. CBS News Philadelphia's Joe Holden says others were hurt.
In some heroic efforts, the Chester police officers who were getting to the scene first actually drove some of the wounded to the hospital. Of the remaining 3 who are being treated for their wounds.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight-line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of The Voice are probably still recovering after the show crowned a winner for season 25. The season finale took place Monday and Tuesday with five finalists. Coaches Reba McEntire and John Legend's contestants were two of the finalists, with Team Reba coming out on top. Your winner? Asher Havan was crowned the season's champ. Yahoo Entertainment reports that Reba and Gwen Stefani will return as coaches, and the show will add new coaches, Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg, for season 26. That show just got a whole lot cooler. After four seasons, the CW network is canceling the show Walker. In a related story, there was a show called Walker on the CW for the last 4 years. Deadline reports that the show was the CW's highest rated over the last 4 years. The network cited high licensing fees as one of the reasons for cancellation. The show is a spinoff of Walker, Texas Ranger. The CW would like people to know it still has a whole mess of shows on the air that people have never heard of. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, expecting clear skies here the overnight with mid-50s by daybreak and a southwest breeze. Sunshine mid-70s on Thursday, south winds developing. Thursday night, mostly clear skies. By Friday, some afternoon showers and storms. It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be sitting in the hot seat. He's got a couple of special guest lineups, so you're not going to want to miss it. And I'll see you Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Is working to get Trump reelected, as far as I can tell. I mean, certainly TikTok is leaning heavily toward him.
I'm sure that their media is pushing Trump really, really hard.
As is Russian media.
As well as Russian media, correct. Any questions, Rob?
Do you speak Chinese, right, Ray? Do you speak Mandarin?
Oh, of course not. If you don't get a guide, you are screwed.
Yeah, I've been to China. And in fact, I lived in China for a month.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was in Beijing the year before Tiananmen Square, 1988.
Yeah.
And it was a fascinating experience. And it's an extraordinary country and, great people. I've spent a lot of time in Hong Kong, too. I used to do business in Hong Kong and in Taiwan.
Cool.
But that was back when Hong Kong was free and democratic. I mean, they certainly took that down in a hurry. So.
Yeah, they're working real hard to preserve agricultural land. So anytime when you're on the train going from Beijing down to Xi'an, you'd look across the fields, and there'd be these 30-story high rises out in the middle of the fields. But you know, they're doing a real good job of preserving their farmland, not like us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, there are times when it seems like, you know, having an authoritarian dictatorship actually works better than democracy. But really, you know, I think our democracy would work a whole lot better if we just didn't have a legalized bribery. That's the big problem that we have, which is one of the reasons why our agricultural industry is out of control, because they've bought off politicians. Ray, thank you. Thanks for the report from China. It's fascinating stuff. Good talking
to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Jeff in Cambridge, Minnesota. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Just a quick question. When talking about the Trump trial in New York, you had suggested that he could appeal it to the Supreme Court. That's a state trial. Can he appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court or just to the New York Supreme Court?
I believe that even state verdicts can be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm quite certain of that. There's a number of Supreme Court cases that I know of that started out as state verdicts. So,
just curious.
I mean, there may be, you know, I I'm not an attorney. This is a great question for Dean Obidala next time he comes on the program. It may be that only certain types of cases can be appealed to the Supreme Court. Like, you'd have to have a constitutional hook. You'd have to have some way of saying, under the Constitution, this is inappropriate. But, you know, Trump
had even... Or maybe an attached federal crime.
Right. Well, Trump having been president might be the hook that he would use to take it to the Supreme Court. The other would be what you just said, that, you know, that they've turned these misdemeanors into a felony by attaching them to the federal crime of election interference, which he has not been convicted of and will not be convicted of in this case. That's just a mitigating circumstance on the misdemeanors. Which Andrea Mitchell just has to point out every single time she talks about it, like it's no big deal. Why are they prosecuting him? Which just makes me crazy.
Yeah.
I think Alan Greenspan is feeding her. I don't know. But yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But they keep referring to this as the hush money trial. It's not a hush money trial. It's a trial about trying to subvert the 2016 election. It's the 2016 election theft trial.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Good to hear from you. To the extent that we can, I mean, I've gone into articles on the Washington Post and the New York Times about this case, and you know, you can sometimes they open comments, and you can comment if you're a subscriber, and I comment and say, you know, this is not the hush money trial. This is, you know, yes, hush money is a piece of it, and the most salacious piece of it. But what this really is how Donald Trump became president in 2016. And he did it by keeping America from knowing that what he said in that Access Hollywood tape was a reflection of what he was actually doing. I mean, you know, when you're a star, they let you do it, he said. And there's Stormy Daniels saying that she felt intimidated by it. Anyhow, on the other side of the break, the FBI issues a rare statement. I'll tell you about that in just a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, a special edition of the Recombobulation Area with Dan Schaefer. Paul Noonan talks all things sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
The WAUK Big Deals store is now open. Click the Big Deals tab at WAUKradio.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.